I'm Jackie Pierre.
I'm Joseph Planta.
And we're Two Peas in a Podcast at thecommentary.ca for Monday, April 25th, 2016.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You have a busy weekend?
Oh, yes, I did. I had a kid's birthday this weekend, so it's been quite busy.
Your youngest?
Yeah, my youngest turned 8.
Wow.
And so she's, officially in her mind, a grown person now. So yeah, pretty big step.
Yeah.
She's been counting down for like, oh God, I couldn't even tell you how long. She's pretty much been counting down to since her last birthday. She's been counting down till this birthday.
Does it mean more that Sophie is 8 now, or is it just counting down because she wants a gift, say?
She just counts down because she wants the gift.
Mm. She get anything good? She get anything good?
Oh, she always gets some. She got a little terrarium. She got some really cool gifts.
A what? Oh, sorry, what was that?
A terrarium.
What's that, like a plant?
Yeah, it's a little, basically a plant in a jar, in a glass jar.
Huh.
It looks really cool. So we'll set that up maybe next weekend. See, so she basically gets all of her toys and things that she gets, and she comes home and she just goes to her room and, you know, kind of takes them out of the package one by one, figures out what they are. And so I haven't seen her really all day since her party. I haven't seen her. She's been preoccupied with her new stuff, but I have to say, like, I think there was about 13 girls at the party.
Yeah.
So she had, Sophia's quite popular. She had all her friends showed up. And they were just like the most well-behaved group of 7/8-year-old girls that I've ever seen. It was quite interesting to watch.
What was the party? Was it like watching a film or what? Like playing video games? Or
we had it at a community center, so they had an hour of play in the gym, and then we had an hour in the party room for eating and such. So it was really nice because a lot of the girls didn't know each other. These were girls that Sophia's met through. Some of them that she's known since preschool, so since she was like 2, and some that she's met in school, and some that we've met just through life. But they all got along really well together, so that was nice. But when we had when it was time to eat, it was just amazing. Like, they literally all lined up, got a plate, and in single file, and got their food, and they all sat down at the table and like discussed like little people amongst each other. Like, there was no yelling. They were all just like, you know, chatting adult like around the table.
And that surprised you?
It shocked the hell out of me.
Really?
Because usually it's chaos around the table, and they're like screaming. But I guess, you know, again, 8, they're a lot more, they're a little older now. But yeah, I just thought, wow, like I was really looking for music or something to put on because the room was almost so quiet. It was weird. But okay, well, what do we do with them? They're so quiet.
But they weren't bored, so.
No, they weren't bored. They were just eating and acting like humans, like I ask of my children.
Oh, there you go. You got your wish.
Don't act like animals. No, they didn't act like animals, so that was nice.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a nice little party. The community center is great. They do the cleanup after.
Do you have to rent that, or how does that work? You guys got to sign up. And is there a fee?
Oh, yeah, there's a fee.
Ah, okay.
Nothing's free, my friend.
See, I always thought the community centers, you just signed up, and then you can take it for the hour or whatever. And like, the computer is at the library, you know. You don't pay for that, do you?
I don't think you do, yeah. But they give you there's people that, as I said, that will help, do the setup.
Yeah.
And they actually help throughout the whole party.
Oh.
So, actually, it's really,
do you got to feed the volunteers?
No. My friend asked me if I was going to tip them. I was like, no. No, I don't tip them. That's weird. I suppose I could have, but I didn't.
Yeah.
But in any case, nice party. Sophia's 8, so another year and one turning 13 in September, so, you know, all is moving ahead nicely.
Yeah.
I've kept two people alive.
There you go, yeah.
This long, so it's another celebratory moment for me. But,
everybody's talking about Prince, though, aren't they?
Yeah, that's the highlight of the week, unfortunately.
Yeah. Like, I was never I was never a fan of his music, but, I mean, I could tell from just the outpouring of emotion online and elsewhere just what a significant person he was in music, in the culture. And for you, I guess he meant a big deal, right?
Yeah, I mean, well, we both are 80s babies, but my mom was kind of a young mom. She wasn't super young, in her 20s, but her sisters were a lot younger, so my aunts, and I know they were totally into Prince. I grew up listening to Prince and watching Purple Rain. I'm very familiar with Prince. It's like, it almost feels like part of my childhood. Got to see him back in 2011 when he was here.
Mm.
And it was like a surreal experience because he's just like an entity, right?
Yeah, and everyone said that he put on a good show. Like when he did the Super Bowl a few years back.
Yeah.
That everyone thought that was the best Super Bowl halftime ever.
Well, he's definitely a performer.
Yeah.
I mean, that you cannot discount. He is definitely a performer, and he has absolutely earned the respect that he's gotten. He's written so many songs that many people may not even be aware of, right?
And they say that he has this vault of 100, like songs that could come out over the next 100 years.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm so sure. You know, like, I think even, you know, that song Manic Monday, that was also one of my favorites as a kid. That was, that's a song that he wrote. Sinead O'Connor.
Yeah.
You know that song, Nothing.
You know, I hate to admit this, but I can't, like, if you put a gun to my head right now and asked me to hum a Prince song, like, even Purple Rain, I couldn't do it. I mean, I don't know what Purple Rain sounds like.
What kind of life did you live?
Well, I was, you know, the kind of music I was listening to and
true.
Things like that.
It
but
was
I mean,
not that.
But yeah, but I mean, it's you know, whenever I'd see him on television, I always thought he was a very thoughtful person, quite intelligent. I mean, to have to write music as he did, he's obviously smart.
Oh yeah, I think he was like almost like I say, like an entity. Like he did not, he came from something else.
Yeah, and he didn't give a fuck about what people thought, and I thought that was very admirable.
Oh, he was amazing in that sense. He just did his thing and lived his life, and that was kind of like his mantra, right? Like you gotta free your mind in order to be open to other things, right? Not to be ignorant. And he did lead a very private and you know, kind of hidden life from the public.
Was it a troubled life? I mean, like we hear of like so someone like Michael Jackson or Bill Cosby or Elvis Presley. You know, they have these. Madonna has certainly challenges. Was his life like that? I mean, was he in the celebrity press a lot because of whatever behavior or the people around him say?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I can't think of any scandals involving Prince.
No, not at all. I mean, the most I can think of is
he changed his name to a symbol,
right? And that was just
that was part of
a dispute with his with Warner Brothers, I think it was.
Yeah,
that was all just a contract dispute, right? And that was actually a while back. He's already reverted. He reverted back to Prince a long time ago, but that kind of just stuck with him.
And that was his name, though, right? Prince was his name from birth.
Yes.
Yeah, that wasn't something made up because of show business. That was his real name.
That was his real name.
Yeah. I go back, I remember the night that David Bowie died. We talked right after. And we remember, of course, the big outpouring of emotion over that death. I mean, these are two guys who lived such unique lives, and you can't point to another person that was like them.
No.
I mean, during Elvis's time, there were people like Elvis, right?
Right.
Frank Sinatra, same thing. Madonna, same thing. Mm-hmm. But there's no one like Prince.
No. And he can't be replaced.
Yeah.
You know, you try and even think, who could replace him? Nobody. You know, yeah, we're losing some really, some legends, if you will.
I mentioned his private life a moment ago in terms of there were any scandals or anything like that. Was his death expected in any way? I mean, did people... Was he sick or something like that?
No, I don't think people expected this. I think from the reports that we're hearing, it sounds as though, you know, they're saying he was sick. They say there's reports that he was treated for a drug overdose days before he died.
Yeah.
And that was, I guess, in relation to Percocet that he's been taking since he had a hip surgery a couple of years back. So, you know, right now it's too early to say. It's all speculation. By all accounts, it sounds like he lived a pretty healthy lifestyle. He was very aware of when it went into his body. He didn't drink. He didn't do drugs. He wasn't apparently about that lifestyle. So I guess we'll just have to wait and see what actually comes of the toxicology report, if anything, and see what his actual cause of death was. But from what I understand and, you know, in my heart, I don't believe that was the person that we're talking about here, unless he did these things completely alone, which is, you know, not unheard of either.
Yeah. The other thing that people are talking about the last week, last few days, I guess, is the Kelly and Michael saga. Mm-hmm. Kelly Ripa and Michael Strahan. He's been hosting the Live with Kelly and Michael show with Kelly Ripa for 5 years now, I think.
Not long, eh?
Yeah, ever since Reed just left.
Right.
And he'd been doing, I used to work part-time as well with Good Morning America, but now he's leaving the Kelly Ripa show and going to work full-time.
GMA.
Yeah, and apparently the reports are that Kelly Ripa was quite upset about all this, that she felt blindsided, and called in sick for Wednesday and Thursday shows, and she's not due back until tomorrow, Tuesday. And, I mean, what I found interesting was a discussion on CNN about this. Oprah even says that she was blindsided and dissed.
Yeah.
But do you think she was because she was a woman? She is a woman?
Well, you know, I hate to make that the first assumption that we go to is that it was because she was a woman. She was, you know, they disregarded her, and I hope that's not it, and I don't like to think that, but you know, like we were saying earlier, same thing happened when Regis left, right?
Yeah. Yeah, really, she apparently found out about 20 minutes before they went on the air that Regis was going to announce this.
Right, and that not a big deal because maybe of her... like her level of rank at that time.
Yeah.
Whereas now she's kind of the Regis.
Well, you know, the other thing that struck me is because if you watch, I don't watch that show, but you know, I've seen clips of them, and they're very likable, both of them, and that's why they're such a big hit. I mean, their ratings are higher now than they were when Regis was there.
And they seem to mingle well together.
Yeah, and they really liked each other.
Right.
And from now, what I hear, because he was doing all these negotiations with ABC, and told by the network not to say anything, they probably weren't as close as we were led to believe as viewers.
And maybe not. You know, unfortunately, we were a bit duped, right? Because you'd think if they were that close, maybe they'd have had some discussions.
Yeah.
Prior to this all coming to a head, but you know, a lot of this they have they have to do. They have to just get along for TV, keeping up appearances, right?
Yeah.
But that's unfortunate. Yeah, like I've been hearing things of that they maybe in fact did not get along as well.
Yeah.
Together on this set, and he apparently walked around with quite the entourage, right?
Yeah.
And Kelly was not about that, so.
Well, she emerged from her apartment, I guess, last week, Thursday or something, and she was carrying a copy of David and Goliath, which is a book by Malcolm Gladwell, and I thought that was really smart from a PR standpoint to do that.
You think so? Isn't it funny? It's like they pay people to, like, set up these little things of, like, okay, you're going to leave the building with this book, and people will think this. It's just so crazy. We're such pawns to these things, but, I mean, really, we can do nothing but, of course, think, oh, she's reading that book. Why? What does she need to know about David and Goliath?
Well, I think I think she's sending
a
message.
It's her message, right?
Yeah,
it's
to him.
Message she's sending.
Yeah, you know, I help make
you.
She feels
like she's being bullied, right?
Yeah, I help make you, and this is the thanks I get. Thanks.
Simmer down, Kelly. I think that's also a bit, you know, pretentious, wouldn't you think?
So you're one of those people that think, well, she's being paid $20 million a year. Get over it.
I'm a little bit like that. It's like, well, what the hell do you think? You know how the business is, right? And even in work, even in our work.
Yeah.
If somebody comes on, along and they're going to offer me maybe 2-3 times what I'm making to do maybe the same job, maybe even less work.
Somewhere else.
Why wouldn't I take it?
Yeah.
To appease somebody else's feelings? That's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, sure, I would, you know, follow that up by a nice discussion of, you know, I'm leaving, you know, all that yada yada, but I think there's a part of me that's like, come on, Kelly, like, let's be a little realistic here. Calm down.
Well, on that note,
you've got to go where the money's at.
Yeah, on that note, we're going to have to negotiate next year's contract.
Yeah, we will. Because, you know, you don't want to be without a host. Could happen at any time.
Yeah.
At this point, I'd take any money that was offered to me. So.
Well, she's available if anyone wants to hire Jackie.
I am available at any rate.
She can leave
make
this,
an offer.
Yeah. it'll be
something else.
It'll be double whatever we're paying you here, right?
Exactly. Anything will be double in comparison to what I'm making now. I will take it. But, you know, that's just how it goes, right?
Yeah. Well, I'll talk to you next week. Actually, next week. No, I will talk to you next week, but I have to fly somewhere next week.
So oh, where are you going?
The Victoria. So, but, I mean, you know, it's an airplane, and I could die, so I may not be back next week. But
let's hope not. I've heard it's a nice flight to Victoria, though.
It's 28 minutes. I've taken it before.
And, okay.
And you can't do anything. You just have to sit there. You can't go to the bathroom because the minute, well, you know how it is when you go up, you can't as the plane goes up.
Pretty much on those short flights.
Yeah,
as
you
it
can't,
goes up, it's pretty much coming down.
Yeah, and so you're just stuck, and you have to hold it for 28 minutes if you have to go.
True.
Yeah. So if I make it alive, I'll talk to you then.
Yeah, and hopefully you don't die while waiting to use the washroom.
Yeah.
So. We'll pray for you. All right. That's Two Peas in a Podcast for Monday, April 25th, 2016.
In Vancouver, I'm Joseph Flanta.
And I'm Jackie Pierre. We'll be back in 7 days.